You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is 2/24/21. Well, especially if you're a retiree, approaching retiree, aging baby boomer like myself, the current state of the market, the economy, all of that has got to give you pause for thought. What have you been doing to plan for it? What can you do to plan for the inevitable? Well, there are things, and the person about to hear from will help educate you on some of those options. In the meantime, share with us what you're doing now. The email address is kl@carrielutz.com. Well, we're going to talk with Brad Williams. You've heard him on here many times before, investment advisor specializing in retiree and estate planning. And Brad, welcome back to the show. It's kind of nerve-wracking now to see what the economy is doing, what the stock market thinks it's doing. What is a poor hapless investor who's managed to acquire a bit of wealth over a long career of hard work? What are you supposed to do?
Well, those are good questions, Carrie, and I appreciate you asking me to come back on. Today, we're on one of those thin ice. You know, I grew up in Maryland the younger part of my life, and we used to, when the winter came, we used to play hockey on the ponds. And the ice had to be a certain color before you'd want to get on it. Well, we're kind of like, what color's the ice right now? So when we look at a lot of the signals, we're starting to see 10-year treasuries climb again. I mean, good God, the last 10 years has been a roller coaster in a way for the 10-year treasury. And that drives so many things. I mean, we're finally seeing it above one now. It's inching up ahead. We're starting to see mortgage rates change. One of the things that's driven this economy is home sales. I don't know about where your area is, Carrie, but I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, and you're doing something wrong if your house is still on the market 5 hours after you put the sign out front. I mean, it's that hot. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, that is the truth, boy. And I'm in Florida, and it's maybe 5 hours is a little longer than it should stay on. You're asking too much, or the place is ready to fall down, any number of things. But so housing looks like it's about ready to peak if it hasn't already, because mortgage rates are starting to climb. Where does that leave you to put your money that you're going to be somewhat safe?
Well, when you're investing for income, there are some tools that, even though the value may change, the income stays the same. So that's one area that I work with my clients on. I mean, there are options out there, but most growth-oriented advisors aren't aware of them or don't use them. And they're in the mindset of the market's going up and up, and they don't want their clients to not get in the game. Well, the problem is the market will keep going up until it goes down, and we don't know when that will be. One of the things about the 10-year treasury and why it's causing a lot of pause in the markets is Wall Street has just gotten addicted to free money over the last 12 years. And it pushed the banks. There were so many people that I'd work with that had sizable CDs earning 4.5%, 5.5%. And that was their safe money allocation. Well, you can't hardly get one at a bank now. And so all that money over the last 12 years has flooded into the stock market and pushed it up. And when that starts going down, you're going to see a mass exodus. And that's the scary part, Carrie, is with our national debt. I mean, when you look at the fact that we're almost $28 trillion in debt right now, we went from $5 trillion at the end of 2000 all the way to nearly $28 trillion in 20 years. Took us the full length of our republic up to 2000, from 1776 to 2000, to get $5 trillion in national debt. And now we've multiplied that times six. That's scary.
I'll say.
I mean, that's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ponzi schemes, you know, the cryptocurrencies have been on fire. I'm starting a new one. You can get in on the ground floor. It's called Ponzi Coin. And if you're an early investor, you can make untold fortunes. If you come in at the end, well, not so much. But I think there's a market for it, don't you?
Yeah, there could very well be, Kerry. I've had clients, believe it or not, I've had a lot of clients call me lately and ask about crypto. And I just tell them, look, I'm not an expert in that. I can't give you good advice, but
yeah, ask your
there's
son
nothing
or your,
there.
Ask your 16-year-old son or your 20-year-old
That's right. The
daughter.
Same person that, yeah, the there. Same person that loads the programs.
Yeah.
But,
well, GameStop's not looking so good now anymore, is it?
No, it isn't. And there's, I think most people in the know that Wall Street plays games with the market, with their derivatives.
Oh, really?
And they just got caught with their pants down.
You sure about
and,
that?
And
you sure they're playing games with our money? They wouldn't. Come on, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Well, and that's why, Kerry, it's good to understand what you're investing in, to understand the companies you're investing in and what they do and what their background is and what their financials are and things like that, so that you can make sound decisions and not jump on a bandwagon. Because, you know, when you jump on a bandwagon, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where it's going to take you. You're just joining the crowd. And it's like Warren Buffett says, you know, when people are greedy, he's fearful. And when they're fearful, he's greedy. And that's helped him over the years, although there's other reasons he does so well. He's because he's so connected.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. It just scares me that in reality, when you look at what the national debt is going to do to us. And yes, we had COVID and we needed something done. I don't know that what we're doing is the right thing. I don't know that anybody does. But this stimulus mania, that why don't you just let the economy open? And now they're going to throw some more on there. And with so much move to, you know, 10-year and shorter term treasuries, because when there's like a 50 basis point spread between a 30-year and a 10-year, who's going to buy a 30-year bond? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And so basically what our federal government's done is they've financed this massive debt on an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about real estate? It looks like it's peaking. Like you said, is this the time that you want to be selling your house?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier, near-term, high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700-ton-per-day mill with an 8-million-ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site, and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub-and-spoke operation of over 100,000 gold-equivalent ounces per year, or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
If you're thinking about selling it, it's a good time. If you're thinking about downsizing, I've worked with several clients here recently, helping them through that process, because they were going to do it anyway. And I'm like, well, you know, you might squeeze a little more out by waiting, but if you're going to do it, the market's hot. Go ahead and do it. Now, just to go sell your house, well, you got to buy something else to live in. So unless you've got a plan for what you're going to do and your house is paid for, what do you care what the market's doing? You know, if you're in a house that you like and you're going to stay there, you know, then stay there. But if you're thinking about doing something, now may be a time to do it. You got to look at your numbers and get with your financial advisor and have a plan. You know, that's the big thing, Carrie, is that what I preach is it's not so important what you do as long as it falls within the plan. Is if you have a plan and you know what you're doing, then you got guidelines. It's like nobody sets out on vacation without looking at the map and charting out when they're going to be at certain places along the way and verifying that they're on schedule or they're not. I don't just get in the car and drive. Well, so many investors just get in the car and drive.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, you know, and it just, when you said get in the car and drive, it just made me think of Tesla. And there's a million of these experts on YouTube saying why Tesla will be $100,000 a share, why it's going to infinity. And you and I have been through a couple of market cycles during the course of our lifetimes.
That's right.
And we know that the tree doesn't grow to the sky. And they're giving these reasons. And it may well be that Tesla becomes the leading auto manufacturer in the world. I have no doubt that that is a distinct possibility. But that does not mean that their stock is an ideal investment at any price, regardless how high it goes. And these kids are like lecturing me on YouTube. I don't have to watch it, but I find it really entertaining because, you know, go through a bear market, lose 80% of the value of your portfolio in a matter of months because you're too scared to sell it and you're not sure if the market's going to go back up and then you're going to miss out. And the next thing you know the old saying, Brad, how do you make a small fortune on Wall Street? It's really simple. Start with a large one, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you look at the fundamentals of a company, you look at the direction of the industry, there's a lot of things that need to be taken into account. There's an old thing about economists that I've always thought was so funny and so true is that, you know, if you took every economist in the world and lined them end to end, they still wouldn't reach a conclusion.
Yeah, and just try to get them to screw in a light bulb. And then you're really in for a lot of fun because they don't know. They'd have to have an economic impact assessment of going out and buying a ladder. And then should they buy LEDs or fluorescents or incandescent? And before you know it, they'll be running the economy in Washington. Oh, wait, that's already happened. And that's part of the problem.
Again, you know, I think one of the things that we always have to keep in mind is that the main accomplishment of the people that sit in that Capitol building is the fact that they're able to get reelected every 2 to 6 years. Okay. Other than that, their accomplishments really aren't that great. And so we're letting them run the show. We're letting them pull the stimulus. Americans just need to wake up and start demanding more out of their government. And that probably starts at a more local level. But the key is getting it back into the finances is you need to have a plan and you need to have contingencies in the plan. And the plan that you lay out today may not be the one you got 5 years from now, but you make slight modifications along the way. And you've got to be addressing it. There's some story I read a while back that most people spend more time every year planning their vacation than looking at their portfolio. And that's probably true. And one thing about markets like now is people get market amnesia. They forget the 2000 to 2003 50% drop and the 2007 to 2009 60% drop. And they forget what it feels like back then. You know, it's that old thing, you got to get in touch with your emotions. Well, maybe people in the market today need to start remembering what their emotions were like back then.
Hey, you know what Mike Tyson said? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, right?
Yeah, and that was a heck of a punch that guy had. So that was a very true statement.
Yeah, but, very true. So,
well, when you put everything together and you start, I think the main thing that we need to look at is that how long are we going to be able to support the kind of spending that our government does and keep interest rates as low as they are? And that's the big question, because when the rates start inching up, and I remember the late 70s, my dad was in the home building business. He had a construction company, and he nearly went bankrupt in 79 and 80 because, you know, home mortgage rates were, you know, 18, 20%. Mm-hmm. Well, what are people going to do then? What, another thing that scares me too, Carrie, is one of the things that mortgage companies do to keep money coming in is they bundle their mortgages and sell them to generate new capital. All right. Well, tell me, when interest rates go to 6%, what kind of discount are you going to have on a bundle of mortgages that are at 2.25%?
That's a great question, but they're AAA rated. We don't need to worry about that, Brad, because the government stands
behind
it. They're
insured.
Right, they're insured. Nothing can go wrong, just like in 08 and 09. Nothing went wrong there, and it almost brought the world economy down. I think we'll leave it at that. Brad, where do we find you? How do we connect with you on the web?
Easy, just askbradwilliams.com, www.askbradwilliams.com.
Well, it doesn't get any more easier than that. We appreciate you coming on. As always, we'll talk to you again soon. Happy investing. All questions, comments for Brad, email me, kl@carrielutz.com. And of course, go to our website, get our free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Brad, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.